Welcome to Create Photography, a podcast all about the creative side of photography. This is Daniel Sieg. In today's episode, I'd like to discuss the life and art of German-born Canadian street photographer Fred Herzog. Yes, Fred Herzog's photography has become very popular amongst street photographers. And I have to admit that I was not familiar with this fantastic photographer until about a year ago. Since then, I have purchased the book Modern Color, which contains a representative body of Fred Herzog's work and also three intelligent essays by three different authors. Let's start with the beginning. Ulrich Herzog was born in Bad Friedrichshall, southern Germany, in 1930. As a young child, pictures fascinated him, and he saw a photograph of Vancouver's industrial harbor in a school textbook. His mother died in 1941, so during World War II, and by 1945, the end of World War II, Stuttgart has been flattened by Allied bombing. His father died within a year of returning from the war. Ulrich worked in a hardware store and took up photography. He saw the rebuilding of Stuttgart, and in 1952 he left Germany, taking a ship to Montreal and a train to Toronto. He had several jobs there, continued photography, set up a darkroom, and also learned techniques of medical photography. In 1953, he was in Vancouver and worked on a cargo ship. He was called Fritz, which eventually became Fred. Fred stuck. And we know Ulrich Herzog now as Fred Herzog. When not on the ship, he was exploring British Columbia on his motorcycle. In 1956, he started a job as a medical photographer at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver, and he kept that job for a long, long time, I think until he retired, actually. On his personal time, he started taking photographs of the city with his new Leica 35mm camera. His calling became to explore and often revisit the same places and document the city and its neighborhoods and life over the next 50 years or so. He did not per se photograph the positive or pretty Vancouver, but rather just street people on corners, plazas, stores, pubs, but also he took pictures without people, such as signs, backyards, alleyways, harbor, and empty lots. Fred used to walk the streets of Vancouver regularly, if not daily, and this helped him understand and capture the daily life of Vancouver. He produced a fantastic body of work over several decades. And now, of course, we would maybe call this street photography, but I think back then this was not even defined or known as an art form. As mentioned, his camera was a 35mm Leica. And from looking at his pictures, I think he often used a 50mm lens. So he started in the 50s and 60s, and back then the use of color for photographic art was unusual, unlike black and white. Similar to Saul Leiter, who we discussed in this podcast earlier. So feel free to check out that episode. As mentioned, Fred primarily photographed in color, and at the beginning of his documentary journey, nobody or very few were photographing streets in color. Over several decades, he averaged probably two films per week, which resulted in well over 100,000 exposures. His black and white work, however, is equally impressive. And in his book that I already mentioned, Modern Color, there are a few examples of his black and white photography as well. Herzog used the famous Kodachrome slide film, a film that has been very difficult to print. but of course it showed great on slide projectors. The film is also very slow with regards to light sensitivity, something he and other color photographers such as Ernst Haas and Saul Leiter at the time struggled with to some extent. Herzog remained basically unknown until his mid-70s, when the printing technology finally evolved and printing Kodachrome slides became more easy. I think it is fair to say that his photographs seem unforced, perhaps relaxed. They are often very clear and very purposeful. It is clear that he has been a keen observer, sensitive, curious, and also engaged with his surroundings and his subjects. As mentioned already, during his photographic career as a medical photographer and also amateur street photographer, his street photography art remained largely unknown. The first major recognition of his work was in 2007 at an exhibition at the Vancouver Art Gallery called Fred Herzog Vancouver Photographs. His international breakthrough, so to say, came in 2010 when he had a solo exhibition at the CO Berlin. Fred actually lived to see his work being recognized and celebrated internationally, although very late in his life. By the time of the Berlin exhibit I just mentioned, he was already 80 years old. Fred died at the age of 88 in the city he lived in, photographed and loved, Vancouver. Here are some quotes from Fred. "Timing in photography is almost everything. You have to pay attention to where the light comes from. You have to pay attention to your background," end quote. Here's another quote. "The neon signs and the soft drink signs, the cigarette ads and the billboards and the posters and the graffiti and collages of torn off posters, all that contributes to make the city a place where art actually happens," end quote. I think Fred definitely knew that he was creating art. This becomes clear when you read his interviews. It becomes more clear when you actually look at his work. I know it's always difficult to describe artists in words, so let me make three final comments on where you can find some of his work and check it out for yourself. So number one, I highly recommend you check out his work online if you're not familiar. One good place to start is equinoxgallery.com, and I'll link to that in the show notes. Number two, I also highly recommend Fred's book Modern Color. It is available on Amazon and other online retailers. It's currently available in the US for around $36, so not too bad for a photography book and really worth every penny. It has almost 300 pages, many, many photographs, mostly in color, a few in black and white, as mentioned, and three great essays. They're actually written both in German and English, so if you like to read in German, so it will be in that book as well. Number three, I think Fred's work shows that sometimes just focusing on one general subject, documenting your city, in his case Vancouver and its neighborhoods, not forcing eye-catching scenes, but using a methodical, calm way of documenting one's surroundings, and using a keen sense of observation, can really result in a fantastic and arguably timeless body of work, as I think Fred exemplifies. We often tend to delete images that we feel like are perhaps not as eye-catching or flashy, but maybe we should consider that maybe some of these photographs may feel and look very different in 10 years or maybe in 30 years. And those photographs may have a very different feel and maybe even value to us and others who might see them. His work, so Fred Herzog's work, is inspiring me to document my own surroundings better than I have done so far. And perhaps it will do the same for you as well. I will include some of his pictures in the show notes website as well, so at danielsickphotography.com. And so this concludes the very brief introduction to the work and life of Fred Herzog. Please check him out if you're not familiar with him. I think you won't regret it. I also want to thank all the listeners who have supported me thus far via the Buy Me a Coffee link. I really, really appreciate it. All that support goes towards the production expenses of the podcast, and is really, really appreciated. If you want to support the podcast as well, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/Daniel Sig. Thanks so much for listening, and talk to you next time.